This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Welcome to the Antler Up podcast, brought to you by Tethered, the world's best saddle hunting gear, and we got a great show for you all today. You're listening to the Antler Up podcast, where we dive into archery, hunting, and the mindset needed to elevate your game. Join us as we explore the latest strategies and gear to help you become the best hunter you can be, both in and out of the woods. Tethered is a team of saddle hunting fanatics with a passionate addiction to whitetail hunting. Designing and engineering products to be a more efficient and confident hunter, Tethered produces the most mobile, stealthy, and safest elevated hunting gear on the planet. Built by saddle hunters for the saddle hunter. Head over to tethernation.com to see for yourself what exactly I'm talking about. When you hit the woods, there's no room for second-rate gear. That's why I trust Huntworth. They build high-performance hunting gear that keeps you concealed, comfortable, and locked in without the ridiculous price tag. Whether it's lightweight gear for those sweaty September sits, rock-solid mid-season layers, or insulated late-season killers, Huntworth has the lineup to keep you grinding all year long. And every season, they're dropping new gear that's built for serious hunters who demand more out of what they wear. So if you're tired of paying for a logo instead of performance, it's time to upgrade. Head over to huntworthgear.com, check out the full lineup, and hunt prepared, hunt hard, hunt with Huntworth. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Antler Up podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy, and as always, I appreciate you spending a little bit of your day here listening to the Antler Up podcast. We're past 6 years now and hit a bunch of different crossroads. Not sure where we're heading, but whether you're driving to work, getting an early workout in, sitting on a tractor, mowing the lawn, or maybe you've got a bow in your hand, shooting a few arrows before dinner, or whether you're listening from anywhere, wherever you're listening from, thanks for being here. Man, I don't know about you, but this is one of my favorite times of year. Not because I'm out from teaching, but it's kind of just that time where I just enjoy reset, get a chance to be with the family, be a little bit more active in things that obviously I love to do. But it's kind of funny because if you walked outside today, you'd probably laugh if I said deer season is almost here. It's hot, it's humid, mosquitoes are starting to get a little bit worse. It doesn't feel quite like October. For some of you that will be going out west, maybe August for mule deer, elk in September. But as hunters, we know this is when it starts, right? This weekend, I'm finally heading into the woods to put out a little bit more of the trail cameras that I have left. After this weekend, I would say I will be about 80% done. I'll probably spend the better part of Sunday, maybe the day after that, getting everything in place. By the time I'm done, I'll have just about all of my preseason scouting wrapped up, other than maybe one or two more spots. So after that, will really be about maybe fine-tuning some things and staying out of the woods and letting things just play out. Honestly, I just love this part. There's something about throwing a backpack on, grabbing a handful of cameras, and walking into the timber that just flips a switch for me. The excitement starts building more. You know, I kind of start wondering, you know, what deer will maybe show up? Did a previous buck make it through winter? You know, are they still using that ridge? Are the oaks going to be producing this year? Every step in the woods feels like you're putting another piece of the puzzle together. I've been looking forward to this weekend for quite a while. Last year I did this weekend after the 4th of July as well. There's just something about it that I really, really enjoy now. Did a little bit of postseason scouting in the spring, not as much as I would like. Life happens. Forgot what it's like having another two-year-old again. But hey, we try to make the most out of it, and that's what we're about to do this weekend. So, but as I was thinking about this episode and a direction where I'll be heading, I found myself asking a question that really doesn't have anything to do with trail cameras. It doesn't have anything to do with broadheads or bows or saddles or tree stands. The question was simply this: who am I becoming before the moment ever arrives? I'm going to repeat that one. So who am I becoming before the moment ever arrives? And this question has honestly been bouncing around in my head for the last few weeks. I talked a little bit about it during the end of the season last year, but the past deer season was a little bit of a struggle for me. Not in seeing deer, but in the execution. And it was very frustrating because of what I know I'm capable of, what I've done in the past. So because if we're honest as hunters, we spend a lot of time preparing for deer season. We'll research new gear, we'll tune our bows, we'll buy new arrows, we'll debate broadheads, we'll hang cameras, we'll scout, we'll trim shooting lanes, we'll e-scout for hours after the kids go to bed, and none of these things are wrong. In fact, I guess we could probably say majority of us love doing every one of those. But somewhere along the way, I started wondering, am I spending just as much time preparing myself as I am preparing for the damn hunt? And that's really where today's conversation comes from. This isn't going to be an episode about scouting strategy. It's not going to be about camera placement. It's not going to be about what broadhead I'm shooting this year. We'll get to those. We'll have plenty of time for those conversations over the next few months. Today, I want to talk about something that I think matters even more. Not the hunt, the hunter. Not the moment, the person standing in it. Because I think there's a lesson hunting teaches us that applies to every single area of our lives. And it starts with one simple truth. Opportunity doesn't create us. It reveals us. So I want to picture something here. So like, it's November, first cold November morning. I mean, the leaves are finally changed or fallen off the trees, right? You can see your breath. Frost is on the ground. Everything is quiet except maybe that damn squirrel that's coming behind you. Your bow is hanging on the hook. You've been sitting there already now for a couple hours, letting the sun come up. Then you catch movement. Might be a leg, another. And all of a sudden, there he is. The buck you were hoping for all year. The one you've been thinking about. Maybe you've had him on camera. Maybe he is a new buck on your property. Maybe that's the biggest deer you've ever laid your eyes on. Whatever it is, your heart instantly starts pounding. Your breathing changes. Your knees feel a little bit weaker. Time slows down or speeds up, whichever way you think about it. Every hunter at this time is dreaming about this moment. But here's something I've been thinking about. Does that moment actually determine the outcome? Or did the outcome begin months earlier, like now? Because the truth is, you don't suddenly become patient when that buck walks in. You don't suddenly become a better shot at that moment. And you don't suddenly become mentally tough. And for sure, shit, you don't suddenly become disciplined. That moment simply reveals everything you've been building long before the season ever started. I started realizing how true that is in every part of my life, whether it's what I'm doing now more so on the side with photography, right? When I show up to do a photo shoot, whether it's a wedding, whether it's senior photos, whether it's a family session, that isn't when I become a photographer, right? It's simply the day my preparation gets tested. Did I change every battery? Did I back up? Do I have backup gear? Do I have memory cards? Do I have the right camera lens? Do I know my camera settings so well that I don't even have to think about changing them anymore? Because when that individual starts maybe walking down the aisle, or family has a finicky infant or a child, toddler, there really aren't many do-overs. That moment doesn't make me. It reveals whether I've been prepared or not. And it's exactly the same thing in teaching. The first day of school doesn't magically make me a better teacher. The students don't determine whether I know what I'm doing. And the classroom simply reveals whether I'm prepared from the summer, whether I cared enough to grow, whether I stayed intentional. Maybe that's where I've been lacking with what we're doing right now, podcasting. I don't become a better podcast host when I hit record. Every guest I've ever talked to, every mistake I've made, every conversation or book I've read, every hour I've spent thinking about what I want Antler Up to become, those things shape how I show up behind this microphone. And hunting. Hunting might be the greatest example of all. This weekend, I'll hang cameras. I'll probably find some previous sign, maybe some fresh sign. Maybe I'll bounce a buck. Or maybe I'll walk out feeling like I finally understand this piece of property a little bit better. Or maybe I'll leave with more questions than answers. Here's what I know. Once those cameras are hung, there's not a whole lot I can control anymore. Right? I can't control what I mentioned earlier, the acorn production. I can't control whether, you know, the bucks are going to decide to stay on property or nearby. I can't control what nearby hunters are doing. I can't control the pressure. Right? Can't control the wind on opening morning. But here's one thing that I have complete control over, and that's the person walking into the woods. Right? I have control over
All right, guys, you know me, and I love eating wild game. But I don't eat wild game every single night. Every once in a while, I'll reach for a side of beef. And that's why I trust Omaha Steaks. Because Omaha Steaks are sent directly to my door, I can keep my freezer stocked without having to go to the grocery store. It's honestly like having a trusted butcher and gourmet food shop right at your house. Last week, I pulled out their pure ground ribeye burgers for a quick grill session. The flavor and marbling was unreal, rich, juicy, and miles ahead of any average grocery store meat. Try the burger perfection flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
My attitude, my preparation, my discipline, my patience. And honestly, that's been one of the biggest shifts in my thinking this offseason. Instead of thinking, how do I kill a bigger buck this year? I've started asking, who do I need to become before that buck ever steps in range? Because I truly believe this opportunity isn't making us. It simply produces the person we've been becoming all along. So, you know, one of the things I've realized over the last year is that it's really easy to convince ourselves that we're preparing when in reality we're just staying busy. And I think as hunters, we're pretty good at staying busy. We'll spend hours on YouTube watching gear reviews, hunting videos. We'll spend an evening organizing our pack, reorganizing it. We'll retie D-loops, paper tune our bows, debate broadheads with our buddies. We'll scroll through old trail camera pictures from last year for the 100th time. Check our previous hunting year data, whatever you have it. And don't get me wrong, again, those are fun things to do. That's part of what makes it the best sport activity. But somewhere along the way, I started asking myself a hard question. Was I preparing my gear better than I was preparing myself? And that kind of thing really hit me between, you know, the eyes a little bit. Because if I'm honest, I've always enjoyed working out. I've always tried to stay active. I've never been someone who wanted to sit on the couch all the time. But recently, I realized there was a difference between exercising and training with intention. A few months ago, I started really looking at my own routine. Some of you know I've been doing the mountaintop workouts now, along with a little bit of a push-pull leg day. And I love this setup. It's challenged me mentally. It's pushed my conditioning, but I found myself wanting something more. Not because mountaintop wasn't enough, but because I realized I had a weakness. I wasn't as strong as I wanted to be. Right? I could push myself. I could suffer. I could push through that discomfort, but I wanted to build more strength. So I started changing the way I trained, getting up earlier, lifting a little bit heavier, paying more attention to recovery, right? Actually paying attention to what I was eating instead of just hoping it would work itself out. Counting those macros has been so helpful, especially now that I'll be 39. And here's what surprised me a little bit. The more intentional I became in the gym, the more intentional I became in the rest of my life in all facets. It's funny how that works, right? Like when you make one good decision, it usually leads to another. You wake up early to work out and suddenly you're making a better breakfast. You make a better breakfast. Maybe you skip the junk food later that afternoon. You start feeling better physically and now you've got more energy to be with your family. One small decision begins stacking on top of one another. And before you know it, you become a different person, right? It's not overnight, but one choice at a time. I don't say any of this because I'm here, right? I'm very far from friggin' from it. I'm right in the middle of it with hopefully a lot of you. There are mornings my alarm goes off at 5 o'clock and the last thing I want to do is get out of bed. There are evenings I'd rather sit on the couch than shoot my bow. Or maybe get on a treadmill, or maybe go on a hike. There are days when eating healthy isn't nearly as appealing as grabbing something quick and easy. I'm not sharing this because I've mastered discipline. I'm sharing this because I'm learning that discipline isn't something you achieve. It's something you practice. And maybe we could build some sort of little community with this, right? And here's where hunting enters this picture. I started asking myself, why am I doing this, right? Is it because I want to shoot a bigger buck? Well, I mean, we all enjoy that kind of success, but if I'm honest, that's not the biggest reason anymore. I'm doing it because I want to enjoy the hunt. I want to walk farther without thinking about it. I want to climb the next ridge and still have energy to hunt when I get there. I want to be able to drag that deer without wondering if my body can handle it. And I want to be 75 years old someday and still be able to walk into Pennsylvania woods with a bow in my hand. I don't want hunting to become something I used to do. I want it to be something I can do for the rest of my life. But maybe even more important than that, I want to become healthier for the people waiting for me at home. My wife deserves the best version of me. My kids deserve the best dad. Not whatever energy I have left over. Nora deserves a dad who can keep up with her adventures. And Carly, well, she's at that age where she wants dad to pick her up all the time. I don't want to be the dad that says, sorry, sweetheart, my back can't handle it. My knees hurt. That hits different when you're a parent. You start realizing that taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's one of the best gifts you can give your friggin' family. And maybe that's the lesson hunting has taught me more than anything. Stewardship. God has entrusted me with one body, one marriage, one family, one opportunity to impact students, use this podcast to enjoy this creation. I want to be a good steward of every single one of those things. Not perfect, but intentional. You know, it's kind of funny. We'll spend $2,000 on a new bow, another few hundred on arrows, hundreds on clothing, boots, packs, optics, saddle gear, trail cameras. And trust me, I'm guilty. I love gear. I'm fascinated by it. I love testing it. But lately I've been wondering, what if we invested the same level of intentionality into ourselves? Not because we're trying to become professional athletes, not because we're trying to impress people on social media, but because we're preparing the one piece of equipment that shows up every single hunt, ourselves. So here's the conclusion I think hopefully I'm getting to. The greatest piece of equipment I'll ever own isn't hanging in my bow press, right? It isn't in my backpack or on my bow. It's the person carrying it. Because when that November moment finally arrives, Bo doesn't execute the shot. The hunter does. And I think that's where real preparation begins. One of the reasons I wanted to record this episode today is because I needed to hear it myself. Sometimes these solo episodes are just as much fun for me as recording with other individuals. It's easy to get caught up in an excitement this time of year. Of everything I said earlier, the cameras, the gear, the scouting, the countdowns, I love it and always will. But if I'm being honest, I don't want to get to October having prepared everything except myself. Last year at this time, I feel like I was going into it like I was, but I wasn't. I don't want to have the perfect setup and be lacking patience. I don't want to have the newest gear, but neglect my health, the mental toughness. I don't want to spend all summer getting ready for deer season while missing the moments that matter most with my family, because at the end of the day, that's why I hunt. I don't want to hunt to escape my family. I hunt because it becomes one of the things that makes me appreciate them even more. It teaches me gratitude, patience. It slows me down more than anything else. It reminds me that some of the best things in life can't be rushed. So this weekend when I head into the woods, put up those cameras, I'll stop. One, because it will be hot. Not because I'm tired, but because I want to soak it in. The smell of the woods, the sound of wind moving through the trees, the excitement of another season that's ahead, because every season is a gift. None of us are promised another one. And I don't ever want hunting to become so routine that I forgot what a blessing it really is. You know, there's a quote that says, how you do anything is how you do everything. I've thought about that one a lot and wrote it down in a bunch of different spots recently. Because again, I think hunting exposes that. If I'm patient in life, I'm probably going to be patient in the tree. If I cut corners in life, I'm going to cut corners in hunting. If I'm intentional with my health, my family, my work, my faith, there's a good chance I'll be intentional in the woods too. Hunting has a funny way of revealing who we already are. That's why I started this episode by saying that opportunity doesn't create us, it reveals us. I believe that more than ever before. So before we wrap this one up, I want to leave this conversation with one question to think about throughout the week. Who are you becoming before that moment, before the moment arrives? Who are you becoming? Because that answer is going to be impact every single moment that comes your way, not just this hunting season, but every area of your life. And as for me, I'll be in the big woods this weekend, hanging cameras, sweating more than I'd like, probably getting eaten alive by mosquitoes, making sure I have Permethrin on so those ticks don't get after me. Hopefully find some fresh sign, putting together another piece of the puzzle. And honestly, I'm looking forward to sharing that experience with you, because next 2 weeks from now, I want to build on this conversation. We'll talk about what happens after the preparation begins. How do you stay disciplined when the excitement wears off? How do you keep showing up in August and September when nobody else is watching? And how do you make sure hunting stays in its proper place? Not above your family, not above your faith, not above your purpose, but as something that actually strengthens all those things. I think it's going to be a conversation a lot of us need maybe at that time of year. So again, thank you. Seriously, whether you've been listening since day one or you just found Antler Up last week or today, thanks. This podcast has introduced me to friendships I've never expected, opportunities I never imagined, and conversations that have genuinely made me a better hunter and a better man. I don't take that for granted one bit. So thank you for continuing to show up. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Leave a comment. Tell me what you're doing to prepare yourself, not just your gear, before the season gets here. I read every single one of those messages. I promise you, they mean, you know, more than you know. So, all right, my friends, that's just going to do it for this week. As always, until next time, be present, stay intentional, keep preparing, and antler up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Antler Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Please go check us out on our Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and at antlerupoutdoors.com. If you enjoyed this episode, go leave a review and subscribe for next week's episode. Until then, Antler Up.